Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. 87 degrees in the western suburbs. I don't know where you're at, but it's probably not 87 degrees. Dave Ergen is at 87 in downtown Minneapolis right now.
Outside, no. In the studio, I think we're nearing 87 again.
Yeah.
I
know that feeling.
Wonderful HVAC day here at CCO.
Have you taken off your normal sweater, jacket? Are you down to the T-shirt like we both were the other day?
I think during the first break here, I probably will be. I've already got the sleeves rolled up on the zip-up, and I'm getting close.
You're getting ready to disrobe right there at 625 2nd Avenue South. Colonel Hunt is going to join us at 12:35. 1:35 courtside with Jason DeRussia makes his regular appearance. Jim Peterson, who rotates with Bill Guerin. I could ask Jim Pete a lot of hockey questions. I think I'll work in the Wolves since they had a nice win over a good New Orleans team last night. We're going to get to Donald Trump back on the Facebook. We're going to get to all the missed signals when a six-year-old shot a teacher. Because you see all the missed signals and you're just shaking your head how they didn't step in sooner. It's criminal. And a lawsuit has been filed, but it's also criminal. But I'm going to start with this one, Dave. A dumber by the second. Dumber by the second. Some people in this country, I swear to God, are getting dumber by the second. Now, God knows I forget things left and right, so it's not like I'm getting more forgetful and more foolish by the second. But I'm just going to give you a couple examples. The DeMar Hamlin conspiracy is another example of dumber by the second. And there are prominent people on Twitter who continue to toss out this theory. DeMar Hamlin died in front of our eyes on national TV. It was because of the COVID vaccine. And when you see DeMar Hamlin, because you really don't see him, guess what? You kind of see him through the snow at the Buffalo-Cincy game, or when he posed in front of the mural in Buffalo, he had his head down. It's a body double. It's about it. And you have millions of people who are nodding their head and going, yep, for sure. That's true. Dumber by the second. So, and by the way, I'd love for a call or text on this one where you believe this. And those of us in the media and the National Football League and the gullible ones, we're going along with this. We're in the group. We're in the cabal. We've been paid off because, oh, and I just remember I was cooking something in the oven, so foolish by the second. Yeah, I was going to take that out before the show. How do you think that's doing right now, Dave?
What do we have
might
in
be
there?
A little crispy. I got chicken kebabs.
Yeah, they might be burnt chicken at the, when you're done with the segment.
Might be done. seriously. And I'm telling people they're dumber by the second. I mean, seriously. Yep. call in. Text me. You know that DeMar died. You saw it. Of course this is a body double. How can you be such a sucker? Do you believe everything? Here's another one. Here's a poll question. To the best of your knowledge, please indicate whether you believe each of the statements below are true or false. So I'll just give you one here, Dave. A group of Satan-worshipping elites who run a child sex ring are trying to control our politics and media. I can't even get through it. Let's just give it to you again, the question. A group of Satan-worshipping elites, we're in that group, of course, Dave. We've always been in that group, who run a child sex ring. We're not in that group. Are trying to control our politics and media. True or false? True, 7%. Yep. Bravo. False, 61%. Don't know, Dave. Wait for it. 30%. They don't know if a group of Satan-worshipping elites who run a child sex ring are trying to control our politics and media. Once again, dumber by the second. Tell me I'm wrong. Give me another example of dumber by the second, because they're out there. They're out there everywhere. Chime in. I don't think a smoke alarm has jumped off at the house yet, so the chicken may be salvageable. 651-461-9226. What does Harrigan think, and what do you think? Dave's got the mic. You can get the mic by just calling in or texting. Cities One Talk and text line. 651-461-9226. Other examples of dumber by the second, we'd love more. Or tell me I'm dumber for not believing what has been offered up. DeMar Hamlin? No, he passed away. It's sad, but the NFL and the government cannot allow us to see this, so a body double is out there acting like DeMar Hamlin. And then a poll which asked this question. A group of Satan-worshipping elites who run a child sex ring. Why wouldn't they, Dave, right? I mean, if you're a Satan worshiper, sure, run a child sex ring. They are trying to control our politics and media. True, 7%. That's commitment, Dave. I'd like to see that commitment out of you. False, we can only get false, 61%. And 30% are don't know. To quote the dark man, your thoughts.
Well, number one, the body double industry must be a booming industry that we just don't really pay attention to. I mean, DeMar Hamlin, Melania Trump. I think we've talked about body doubles for, what, Kim Jong-un, other world leaders perhaps.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam, certainly. Yep, absolutely. There's a lot of – is that something you can major in? Body doubling? I don't know.
I don't know. The Melania one is my personal favorite. I mean, do we have other better ones than the Melania one?
I don't think so.
From the true Trump haters where that's not Melania. She doesn't look like Melania.
Not at all.
I mean, hey, why the lovebirds are together, not together, that's their business. I mean, there were some moments where it didn't look like it was great, but, you know, everybody's probably had those moments. But, I mean, how convinced people were, Dave, that that wasn't the real Melania? It was a different Melania. I don't know. I mean, do we have anybody in town who, for whatever notoriety they've been accused of having a body double? Nobody comes to mind for me so far.
No. Drawing a blank at that point.
A texter brings up Obama. What was remember people, some of the true whack jobs were convinced that Obama was actually another person. Barry Sotero? Is that it? Like, he was like a different person. And then, of course, the whole, and this was all based on racism and Islamophobia, is that he's not one of us. He wasn't born here, you know.
Barry Sotero does appear to be correct.
Barry Sotero. Another person, right?
Yeah, I'm seeing a bunch of last names now. Well, Barry Sotero seems to be the one I'm seeing just on a quick Google search. I barely remember this, but Barry Dunham, perhaps? That could have been the...
I think it was Sotero, but maybe there was another one, Barry Dunham, that I missed. Could be. Yeah, Vanita Sarkar, for sure a body double. That's exactly. She can't be at that many places.
Exactly right. It's like Goldie Gopher. You know, there's multiple Vanitas.
Yes, yes. Naming snowplows. Yes, thank you. That is another example of dumber by the second.
Creative genius.
Yeah, please.
The person
says.
Go ahead.
What's that? No, you go.
I was going to say the... was Satanist child sex ring question.
Yeah.
Can you read that question again?
Of course I can. It's right here. I've got it. A group of Satan-worshipping elites who run a child sex ring are trying to control our politics and media.
See, I think the 30% that say don't know are on the right side of that. Is it possible? There's a group of Satan-worshipping elites that run a child sex ring? It's possible. I hope not,
okay. But
it's possible.
Okay.
And it doesn't say they do control the politics and media. It says they're trying. It says they're efforting. Much like we effort things around here.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not trying all that hard. Maybe we don't have success. But they could be trying.
It's possible. So
I don't know.
If you had to answer this question, you are putting yourself in the don't know category. Is that what you're putting yourself
in? How can I prove something doesn't exist?
Okay. This goes back to some of the a lot of COVID talk, like, you know, on whether the vaccine worked or not.
Mm-hmm.
How can you prove it doesn't work?
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Things like that. Well, you've been won over, Dave. I think that cough and lack of sleep has turned you sideways.
I think I'm just going to have to look into this a little deeper.
Yeah. Maybe a guest. How about if we just ask Major Garrett tomorrow at 12:35 only about this? Who has called you? He's in the media. He's an elite. This texter has a good one. JFK Jr. lives. I saw another interview. I think it was last week, the Man in the Street interview, where a true QAnon believer laughed at the suggestion that JFK Jr. died in the plane crash. And she is certain he is going to return and help put Trump back in the White House any day. Because remember, we had those folks gathering, I think, multiple times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going back a couple of years.
Dealey Plaza, waiting for JFK. How do they? Like, Hanks was evil by the QAnon folks, right?
Yes.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
How did Tom Hanks get pulled into this thing somehow? Oh, it's so good. On body doubles. At my advanced age, my double would probably be like a blend of Shrek, the Michelin Man, and the Pillsbury Doughboy. Oh, man. Another text. I'm available as a body double for a short, husky, balding, 60-something white guy. Okay. I think we've spun into something good here. If you had to be somebody's body double, who would you be or what type would you be? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Dave, anybody come to mind for you, body double, that you think from afar it's you?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah. Is that just in person? Is that in the golf course?
Both. Very, I mean, same body type. I mean, he looks a little older than I do, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Very youthful over here. But I think we're very similar. I've been working on my swing, trying to emulate. I think
keep working.
Closest for me, Jesse Eisenberg, if I grew out my hair a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Where's he been, by the way? He isn't. Have I just missed the Jesse movies?
I think he popped up in a movie somewhat recently. But, yeah, the career's slowed down a little bit. Maybe he needs a body double to give him a little break.
The NBA media guys, when I started in the early 90s, they were kind of weak. Where one of the questions would be, who's your lookalike? Okay, why as many NBA media guys did that? I swear to God, 9 out of 10 players said Denzel Washington. You know, I mean, maybe the best looking guy on the planet at the time. So I would just say, you know, somebody asked, because I saw the media guys, but yeah, Denzel. Sure. I get confused with Denzel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I could be Chad's identical twin, separated at birth. I could use you for certain events that I really don't want to go and Carla wants to go to. But hey, slow down there. Okay. You're not going home, by the way. I would be George Clooney. Okay, good to know. Took my first work trip to New Jersey several years ago, came back convinced that Dick Enrico had multiple body doubles.
That could be true. I'd be on for that conspiracy.
That is right. Is Dick still with us?
I believe so.
Can we check? Can we make sure? I think he is too. The insane conspiracies are a result of the population being gaslit by our politician and media for years. Nobody knows who they can trust anymore, and they end up just being manipulated. How much of that is true? When we have politicians in the media who, if you listen to them, it seems like they're talking about different planets as opposed to the same issue. How much of that is has caused the uptick in just the amount of utterly ridiculous conspiracy theories out there?
I mean, it probably has some sort of impact, but if we're talking about the number one impact, it's social media, right? It's the ability to perpetuate these things and pass them off as truth, and people read it and say, well, there it is. It's right here. Boom, I read it on the internet.
But that is aided at times by prominent members of the media.
Yep.
Or prominent politicians to get it going, right?
Well, either to get it going or, I mean, it's politicians that did the same thing that us regular folks did. They read it and said, oh, yeah, okay, well, we got to go with that. You know, they may have been suckered into it, too. They may not have been the ones that started it. In fact, they probably weren't the ones that started it. But they read it, said, this looks like a good idea to push. Let's go.
It's got to be legit then, right? Colonel David Hunt is about to join us. We normally reach out to Colonel Hunt. This time, he wanted to reach out to us because he thinks the decision to send tanks from our country and the decision Germany made may almost end this war. It was that big of a move. The colonel is with us in just a few minutes here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.